there, and welcome to episode 44 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I am Carly Seifert, and I am so happy you're joining me today. In just 2 weeks, my Busy Kids Do Piano program, which is my online piano lesson program for kids, opens up for public enrollment. Head over to busykidsdopiano.com/waitlist, one word, waitlist, and join the waitlist, and you'll get an email from me when that enrollment period opens up, and you can join my Busy Kids Do Piano program. And I'll be sure to throw that link over in the show notes as well. Today we are kicking off another composer series. Now, we've done these series in the past on the podcast and learned about the composers Tchaikovsky and Mozart and Bach. In this 3-episode series, we're going to learn about the life and works of a famous composer from the Romantic era of music, Johannes Brahms. Johannes Brahms was born in Hamburg, Germany in the year 1833. His father, Jacob Brahms, was a penniless horn and double bass player, and he recognized that his son Johannes had a gift for piano. While his father was his first teacher, he went on to study with other reputable piano teachers and at the age of 14 began to earn money by playing the piano at Hamburg inns and giving piano recitals. He also studied the cello and conducted choirs during his teenage years. In 1853, there was a turning point in Brahms' life when he met the violin virtuoso Joseph Joachim, who recognized Brahms' talent as a composer. Joachim recommended Brahms to the composer Robert Schumann, and the two became friends. Now, you may recognize Robert Schumann's name because we talked about his wife Clara just a couple episodes ago in episode 42. Robert Schumann, early in Brahms' career, wrote an article in a magazine at the time that praised Brahms' compositional talents, and it created quite the stir. He said of Brahms that he was, quote, destined to give ideal expression to the times. Brahms was also a close friend of Clara Schumann's. When Robert Schumann was hospitalized for mental illness, Brahms set aside his musical career and lived in an apartment above their home to assist her in managing their family. It is believed that he perhaps even fell in love with Clara, though they remained only friends. Brahms never did marry, though it does seem that he fell in love easily. In a letter he wrote, he said, quote, I couldn't bear to have in the house a woman who has the right to be kind to me, to comfort me when things go wrong. Brahms also loved children, animals, nature, and he wasn't very good at expressing his feelings using words, so he did it through his music. As you listen to his music, does it help you to understand what Brahms might have been feeling? Does it bring up any feelings or emotions for you? In the 1860s and 1870s, Brahms worked in Vienna as a choir and orchestra director and conductor of the Society of Friends of Music. He was a perfectionist and was known to often destroy compositional works that he deemed unworthy. His fame spread beyond Germany and Austria and into countries such as Switzerland and Poland. People began to speak of him as one of the three great B's, meaning Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, who many consider to be the most significant composers of all time. Brahms composed in nearly every musical form except for opera, writing symphonies, loads of chamber music with a variety of instruments, concertos, piano sonatas, and so many more. Now, in the next two episodes of Busy Kids Love Music, we're going to learn more about some of his most important compositions. But you can head over to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/44, where I've linked a playlist on YouTube of some of Brahms' works, including the ones you've heard in the background of this episode. So again, you'll find that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/44. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks as we continue to learn more about Johannes Brahms. Until next time, I wish you a wonderful and musical week. Bye for now.